What year did you come to Nashville?
I came to Nashville in 81. Chips Moman, the guy who produced, well, whose studio we cut the box tops in, and he produced Soul Deep for us. And Chips had a studio over on West Iris in Berry Hill. And I started doing sessions with Chips. And he actually was interested in a band in Atlanta that I played in, is how we kind of reconnected. So this band was called Yikes, and we played in all the Buckhead clubs in Atlanta and all that stuff. But we wound up recording a few things here. But they went back to Atlanta, but I stayed on and decided I would, you know, do sessions with Chips and whatever else came up. First sessions I did with Chips were Billy Joe Royal album and then a Tammy Wynette album. Then I wound up doing some overdubs on, I think it was Willie Nelson and Webb Pierce album. And then I did some work out at Willie's new studio, which Chips built for him out at Perdinellis outside of Austin. And I wound up playing on one track on the Always On My Mind album. And I wound up singing backup on that album. And so I sang the harmonies on Always On My Mind, and I played and sang a little bit on the WW2 album that Willie and Waylon did. And then in the 80s, I also backed up a lot of, I started going on the road with a country artist in the 80s, and so I did that. Yeah, so that was during the 80s, and then Chips moved back to Memphis, somewhere in there. Let's see, in the 90s, well, I played with Brenda Lee and Bobby Bear and Shelley West, and did the first time Tim McGraw was ever on TV. Brenda Lee was the substitute host because it was on a Monday night, and Ralph would take Mondays off, and so Brenda Lee and her band, which was a really great band, were the house band that night. And this young kid named Tim McGraw came on. Nobody had ever heard of him. He had a development deal, and we backed him up on a few songs, and I think that was the first time he was ever on TV. Really, a lot in the 80s and the 90s, I played with Sam Moore from Sam and Dave for a long time, and I backed up a lot of oldies acts. I mean, I've just played with so many of them that I can't even begin to remember them all. It was fun to play with, like, Little Anthony and the Imperials and Joe Tex. But my favorite thing was getting to play with Billy Preston. That was my absolute favorite musical experience, I think, because he was such a musical genius, but he was so joyful, and he had this spirit about him that he just, I think he's the most natural musician and entertainer I've ever seen in my life, because he just exuded joy when he was playing, you know.
Do you prefer playing live or in the studio?
I really like both of them. It's two different feelings. I mean, it's I wouldn't want to give either one of them up. You know, I really like doing both. There's certain things about each one that are I love the interaction with the people when you play live, and you can actually look out there and see, you know, people enjoying the music and the camaraderie between people in the band and the interaction. It's really a lot of fun. But in the studio, the same thing is, of course, it's not so much this way anymore, but when you get a whole rhythm section in there and you're creating something together, it's a lot like playing live because the musicians are listening to each other and communicating, and you may have a lot of input from the producer or you may have very little, but it's still the musicians, the interplay between the musicians that I find is really fun. And it's not like in, you know, if you're in New York or L.A. or something and everything's all written out. It's not, because like doing a head arrangement, which everybody does in the South anyway, in Nashville and Memphis and Muscle Shoals, you don't have written parts. So it's still mostly the interplay between the musicians and the song and the artist and just getting that magical thing to happen, if you can do it.
When did you start teaching guitar?
I was teaching a little bit even when I was in the box tops. I would teach some of my friends. I wasn't charging for it back then, but I had several friends who I was teaching. Then when I was in Atlanta, I did some teaching too. But when I got to Nashville in 81 and I started writing songs on a more serious level, I realized that a lot of songwriters didn't know some pretty basic stuff about guitar playing. And so I started specializing in teaching guitar to songwriters, you know, soon after I came to Nashville. I guess in about 83, I really stepped up the teaching. So I made a DVD called Guitar Playing for Songwriters that's geared towards songwriters because it focuses on chords and chord progressions and the number system and rhythm patterns and, you know, how to structure a song and everything except lead playing. You know, it doesn't talk about lead guitar at all. It's rhythms and chords and how they go together. After I did that, made that DVD, then I started doing more workshops around, like, the NSAI chapters all around the country. I would do guitar for songwriters workshops. And I had the DVD, and I would do miscellaneous things. Sometimes I'd do a little gig, and sometimes I'd critique songs, and sometimes I'd do different things with some of the, like, for instance, some of the people might want to do a demo, and I'd play on their demo.